Hello, Mama and Casey and Kelly and Sean and Shannon. Shannon, this is your daddy's talking. Over here, Shannon. Look here, Shannon. Today I'm number one. And I decided I'd sit down and try and finish one of these tapes. It seems like it's so hard for me to do a tape anymore. I don't know why. I just can't sit down and think of anything to say. I got your packages today with the book and Christmas tape, and I got all those spices also. You didn't need to send the garlic. What I needed was the spaghetti itself and some crumbs, and I need the rest of them too. But the sauce and everything is what I need, except for the hamburger. But maybe I can get it here. Don't bother to send it now. I'll probably be able to get it here. We got our place pretty well fixed up now. And Christmas tree's up and everything. It doesn't look too bad in there. Just a little small. We got stoves and do quite a bit of cooking. There hasn't been really a lot of action lately. They've been pretty quiet, mostly just accidents. They seem to have broken contact, and I hope it lasts throughout the Christmas season. I got a letter from Bill Covington. He's getting ready to go down to the advanced course in January. He says he expects to be back over here in next summer. Haswell and Sproul will probably be in Texas for a while and then come back over. I don't know what Ed Taylor's doing. I sent him a Christmas card, but I haven't heard from him. I sent out all my Christmas cards and all the ones at least that I had addresses of. I'll send that nun that sent that book a Christmas card, and maybe one or two more, but I think I got them just about mailed. You can go ahead and mail all the ones that you have there, too. Sean, Daddy was really happy about that score you got. I can't hardly believe it. Are you sure that they didn't make a mistake when they were correcting it? If not, now you gotta use those brains. If you've got some, study real hard. And Casey, you and Kelly did real well, too. I was real happy about that. So maybe all three of you are just a little smarter in your grade show, but it doesn't do you any good to be real smart. The only thing that shows you smart is what they put down that report card, and that's something that sticks around the rest of your life. And when you go to try and get a job anywhere or anything, they look at your grades, and they don't really care how smart you are, just how smart those grades say you are. I sent away for some more books from that publishing company. I still haven't gotten the one by Khalil Gibran. I got the History of the Irish Race some time ago. And I wrote for some more books. They had a pretty nice selection. That yearbook, I want you to check and see how much they charge and what they need to make us a yearbook for the unit over here. And we don't care if it costs $12, $15 a piece. Just let us know what they need, if we can put the pictures and the captions on separate pieces of paper and design the cover or something, and then send it to them. And they can let us know how much it costs and all that. That's what the whole idea behind it is. I haven't heard anything from Bob Clark since he got back from Bangkok. I'm going to sit down and write him a letter. He was supposed to take care of some things for me down there, but I haven't heard from him since. I got a letter from Fitzgerald. He wanted me to gather some stuff for him over here. He went to Tom Chiminello's funeral on the 7th down at Fort Sam. He and Jack Lichty, I think, are buried in the same cemetery down there. You haven't written me anything about whether or not you've stopped smoking or let your fingernails grow, or Kelly, either one. I suppose it'll be about the same as when I came back last time. So far, I haven't had a drink except at that general's party when they were making us honorary members of the 101st, and I couldn't very well refuse to drink it. They brewed up some cognac and set it on fire, and we were supposed to drink it. So it would have been pretty hard to turn that down. I think maybe I'll have a drink Christmas and New Year's, though. The unit has kind of been standing still for the last month or two since we opened our bar. I don't know if I wrote you about it or not, but they finally discovered what a mess it is and was, and they've decided to close it. As a matter of fact, it's closed right now, so we should be able to get back to our business, which is in running a bar. I wish I could get someplace and do some shopping so I could send you guys some presents, but there's absolutely nothing here. The quality of everything is very poor and expensive on top of that. I don't know if I'll ever get to Saigon or any place where I can do some shopping, but there's nothing around here. I mailed your mother's crystal, and I'll mail this camera as soon as I take some more pictures with it. Bill Covington said there were some stories about me in a newspaper at Fort Rucker, I guess, and also at Fort Benning, I think, or Fort Walters, I'm not sure. Now, Lieutenant Faust was saying his wife had read about it. Sean Mama tells me that you've been a real big boy since Daddy's been gone. I'm real happy to hear that. I always knew that you were a big boy, but being the oldest is kind of hard on a guy because they people seem to expect a little more out of you. I know just how it is because I was the oldest in my family too, and I had troubles, but you keep on helping Mama and you watch out for your little sisters and brother too. I hope you guys are playing football or basketball or something. You got to start that stuff when you're real young and stick through it, and then when it comes time to go to college, you'll be able to go to college for free and play ball while you're going. When Daddy gets back, we'll take about a week or maybe 2 weeks, and we'll go find us a nice cabin somewhere, and we'll just sit around in the sun and hunt and fish and just do nothing but rest. I'm really, really looking forward to coming home this time. This trip seems to be going slower, so much slower than the last time. I don't see any problems so far about going to Hawaii. I think it'll be all right in February. Send me a date. Write to me and tell me about a date that you'd like to go, and I'll start working on it. I got a letter from Ma. They went to Alaska. They said that Terry might be out in 6 months. So I sure hope that that's true. I've written her to her to ask me and tell me about what the details are. She sent me a automatic skillet made out of Teflon, and it cooks just beautifully. It's real nice stuff. I really haven't been taking any pictures this time at all. That last picture you sent me of the kids was really good. I think it's about the best picture I've ever seen of all of them. Send me some pictures of yourself now. I'll send this camera just as soon as I finish this roll of Polaroids and can get it in the mail. It seems like